El Paso has seen its share of film screening series, special film events, and even classic movie festivals. But for a city of this size, we've lagged behind other similar-sized cities in developing a film festival devoted to contemporary independent film. That's about to change. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is no stranger to the region's growing film production scene and has spent years programming special film screenings. Carlos Corral is a filmmaker, sound mixer, and partner in Mind Warp Films, and I'm happy to have him back on the program to talk about the newly launched El Paso Film Festival.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a while since you were in here.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you know, I always love coming to chat with you, especially about film-related topics.
Well, full disclosure, I'm on your advisory board for this new venture, but even if I weren't, I'd be excited because I've often thought that it's amazing we don't have something like this yet, and you're the guy that stepped up and finally done it. So how long have you been thinking about an El Paso Film Festival?
Believe it or not, I actually bought the domain elpasofilmfestival.com and .org about 5 years ago.
Wow. Yeah,
so it's been brewing for a while. Originally, I guess I just either wasn't brave enough or I thought I just didn't have the resources to do it. But originally, you know, you and I started out programming local flavor at the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
Yes.
And throughout the years that I've been watching films and filmmakers and their work evolve, I've noticed that, wow, there are a lot of great artists, not just in El Paso, but El Pasoans who are in LA, New York, Atlanta, any other major film hub, even Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. And their work is what's been coming back. And now, 5 years later, I've decided, you know what, I think it's time that El Paso, a city of our size, had a name film festival, just like Austin Film Festival, mm-hmm. Dallas Film Festival. I think it's time.
Las Cruces just had a large independent film festival.
Las Cruces actually even had theirs, and theirs is about 3 years old, coming off of White Sands. But yeah, so for a city of our size, I thought, you know what, I think it's important that we have the El Paso Film Festival be the independent arm of our independent cinema work and also showcase the work that filmmakers, not only that are from El Paso, but also telling stories that are about El Paso or productions that are shot in El Paso, mm-hmm. kind of be the hub of the Southwest.
So all of this has bubbled up finally, and you've gone out, you've made it public, so you're on the hook now. You've got a website up that went live, I think, a week or two ago, elpasofilmfestival.org. You're on Facebook now, and you have a launch event coming where you're going to explain the big vision for all of this. Tell us about the launch event.
So the launch event is we've partnered up with the Alamo Drafthouse, El Paso, and that's going to be Sunday, April the 8th at 4 p.m. And what it is it's a kickoff event to kind of give people a sense of what kind of independent cinema is either done in El Paso or is done by El Paso filmmakers. Mm-hmm. So this first showcase is going to be strictly for El Paso filmmakers. And with that, but I also want to make sure that, you know, the people and the crowds who haven't been able to go to past local flavors or anything like that, that they'll actually come see and notice what kind of talent we have. And my goal actually with this film festival is to make it a competitive film festival. So down the line, when we officially have the big film festival, hopefully in the fall of 2018, I want to be able to hand out cash prizes and award filmmakers for their hard work.
So Sunday, April 8th, that's just a little over a week from now, at Alamo Drafthouse, you're going to have a shorts program, is that right, where you've kind of curated a selection of films that give a sense of the quality of work that's bubbling up in the region or by shot by El Pasoans around the country? Can you tell us anything about the films you're going to be showing?
Yeah, sure. Part of the showcase that we're going to show is 9 short films, all done by El Paso filmmakers, or they were films that were done from people in Los Angeles or New York, but that center El Paso as a focal point.
Have some sort of El Paso connection.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, you know, how many stories have El Paso connections. But with that, I do want to, you know, put the best foot forward. A lot of these films are films that I have seen not just last year, but the year before, and they're films that really resonated with me. I feel like they have very important messages to tell. And I'm also hoping to kind of bring a lot of those filmmakers back in from LA, right, from Austin, from New York, and let them know, hey guys, like, there's going to be a home for you here now. So whatever future films you make, just know that you're always going to have a home here.
So April 8th, starting at 4 p.m., you're going to have a program of shorts. I imagine you're going to be addressing the audience quite a bit, talking about your big vision. This is just the launch event. It's not the festival itself. So it's pointing towards a much bigger event. Tell us about that.
So the bigger event that I do want to have, again, a competitive film festival where I can hand out cash prizes. But the main goal that I'm shooting for the moon, so to say, is I hope to one day make El Paso Film Festival an Oscar qualifying film festival. A lot of the big festivals are like this. And actually, an interesting statistic is that, you know, all over the world, there's like over 7,000 film festivals, and I think only 69 or 70 of them are actually accredited to be Oscar-qualifying film festivals, and only 26 of those are actually in the United States. So there's actually not that many here in the United States, and I thought, you know, that would be a great goal, because then that would make the El Paso Film Festival a go-to. It makes us a beacon to be part of the independent cinema that flourishes later on in the Oscars. And if we can be part of that creativity and also part of that distribution, I want to say, for
the
short films.
Accredited Oscar accredited festival, the Austin?
The Film Austin Festival? Film Festival. Actually, Austin and Dallas are both accredited, but nothing really in our region. I don't think even Phoenix is or Albuquerque is. You have to go to bigger markets like Toronto.
That's kind of inside baseball. But for independent filmmakers getting into those festivals, it's really important for them if they hope to submit their film for Oscar contention. They want to see that it's shown in one of these festivals already.
Yes, not only shown, but also if they win, you know, that also gives them the ability to springboard over to having their films nominated for an Academy Award.
The upcoming launch event a week from Sunday, that's also going to have some kind of a reception after the program,
So what I'm hoping to do is after the 9 short films are shown and I kind of tell everybody what my goals are with the El Paso Film Festival, we're going to have a reception from about 6 to 8 o'clock, still at the Alamo Drafthouse there. I'll have filmmakers also there in attendance so people can meet the talent and also the cast and crews of some of these films.
Fantastic.
But also to kind of let them know, like, no, guys, this is going to happen. I'm going to make this happen.
This sounds like something the tickets are going to go fast on. I know they just went live on the Alamo website.
Yeah, they just went live on the Alamo website. I think we've already sold, I want to say, about 45, 50 tickets. Uh-huh.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, get them while they're hot, guys, because this will sell out eventually. And actually, this is the best part. Tickets are only $5, and it goes towards your food purchase at the Alamo Drafthouse. So basically, it's almost like a free event.
So this is a free event. You're pre-purchasing a $5
food
voucher.
Or drinks. Yep.
Fantastic. If people haven't been to the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, this is an expanded menu and wait staff in the theater so you can eat and get drinks. It's really a lovely way to watch a film. And of course, you're going to be showcasing some really amazing films. As your vision expands on this festival into the fall, are you in the early years mostly focusing on locally produced films, or are you wanting to mix it up with locally produced and the best of independent films that maybe get attracted to you through the application process?
I want to say it's going to be a little bit of both. I mean, you know, El Paso filmmakers are going to be very near and dear to my heart, and there's always going to be a place for that in the festival for sure. But I also do want to bring in other people so that they can actually discover El Paso. And actually, two of the films that are going to be shown during the short film showcase on Sunday, Odessa and Nacido de Nuevo, both the filmmakers and the producers were not even from El Paso, but they hired local crew, local cast.
Sure.
But they fell in love with El Paso, and they just love our terrain and what we have to offer here. So even just bringing in new talent like that and new filmmakers and letting them know, yeah, by the way, you can film here, and the local crew and the local workforce is ready for you, that I think will spark a lot of imagination within those filmmakers. So yes, I still want to have El Paso filmmakers, you know, be part of it and compete with a lot of other filmmakers that are outside this region as well. That's the other thing too. Again, remember, competition is also what I'm going for, because again, that always makes everyone step up their game when there's competition and cash prizes on the line.
Well, and just having cash prizes in this town, you know, as you know, being an independent filmmaker in the area, a little money goes an extremely long way.
A long way, yes.
For filmmaking in this town. And I think the validation too that comes with not just an award, but a monetary award could really be a shot in the arm for a lot of filmmakers here. I love the notion, too, that you always want to keep part of our local filmmaking community a part of this festival, even as it expands over the years, that it's not just a marketing tool to bring filmmakers from the outside here, but it's a way to get our local film community networking with independent filmmakers from around the country and maybe even around the world. Do you see eventually getting applications for films and submissions coming in for shorts and features from outside the U.S.?
I actually would welcome it. You know, it's always great to find out what's going on the other side of the world, or even from South America, Australia.
Inspiration.
Yeah, it can come from anywhere in the world. And again, a lot of stories, even if you were to tell a story with no dialogue, it wouldn't matter what language it's in. It's universally understood. So yeah, and just again, you know, bringing worldwide travelers, filmmakers, you know, to El Paso, again, it's new discovery. And that's what I hope to promote with this festival.
Because this has been gestating for 5 years, I know from talking to you outside of this show, you've got a lot of ideas. You've really thought hard and long about all of this. And part of the foundation you've built is that you have a fiscal sponsor that you're working with, a partner. Tell us about that and what you're building as far as a community base for support financially.
So the Paso del Norte Foundation has been very gracious to help us and be our fiscal arm. And I think it's great, you know, having a foundation like them involved in helping me bring this idea into fruition, I think is great. And also, I think it shows that how our own community is actually very much involved in the arts and how much they actually want to expand and help the arts grow here in El Paso, especially when it comes to filmmakers. Because unfortunately, a lot of people don't know this, but El Paso tends to be a very big exporter of filmmakers. They tend to go to New Mexico, California, New York.
Right.
So I think having a fiscal sponsor like the Paso del Norte Foundation kind of helped me reinvest what we can do for our filmmakers and to keep them here. Or if they do leave, at least have them come back and, you know, well, hey, I understand you got to go to USC to study and that kind of stuff. But when it's time for you to do your thesis film,
yeah,
please come do it in El Paso. We've got the crew and the cast to back you
up. Paso del Norte Foundation, I guess, is allowing you to go out and now get sponsors for the festival and give them tax.
Yes, they are.
Tax-deductible certificates.
Yes, they are. The Paso del Norte Foundation is our 501c3 fiscal sponsor. So any donations that you make to the El Paso Film Festival will be going to the Paso del Norte Foundation, and they will be helping us expand and evolve this event.
I'm really excited for you, Carlos, and for El Paso. This is going to be great for the region and the filmmakers here. I think we've been way overdue to get something like this, and you're just the guy to bring it to fruition. I really appreciate you coming in and speaking with me today.
Oh, thank you.
I've been discussing the recent announcement about the launch of the El Paso Film Festival with the festival's creator and director, Carlos Corral. The El Paso Film Festival will have a launch event on Sunday, April 8th at 4 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. The launch will include screenings of 9 short films that showcase some of the talent here in the Borderlands and will be followed by a reception. To reserve seats for the El Paso Film Festival launch event, go to Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. For information on the El Paso Film Festival, log on to elpasofilmfestival.org or like them on Facebook. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.